You're listening to
The Reynolds Hot Box.
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 The Reynolds Hot Box.
This is The Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media. Today you're sitting with Sol and Bucky. Unfortunately, Michaela is not in the studio with us today, but we have a wonderful new co-host guest, Maggie.
Hi. Bucky is my favorite here today. Yes, Sol, you're pretty great too, but...
I think he's... Is he on your foot yet?
Yeah, I mean, he just walked away, but he's been circling.
he was very interested in people. So I guess today we'll just talk about articles that we've done for the Reynolds Sandbox and go from there. Oh, are you doing anything this weekend?
I think I'm going to go up to Tahoe. We'll see. It's going to be a little cold, I think.
Yeah, it's getting into the rainy season. This morning was stupid cold.
Oh, I loved it. I just sat outside in the rain for a little while before class started. It was fantastic.
I wish I could be like that.
This is my favorite time of year.
Yeah. I don't know why. I can't get into rain. Like, I get into it, but I think because of, like, this one experience I had in high school. It was track season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had track outside, and my coach was like, all right, doesn't matter if it's raining, keep going. But it got to the point where it was just, like, it was just flooding the field. So a bunch of the guys got super muddy because they started, wrestling and tackling each other into the ground. And I was like, oh, no. No, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that. Not today. So pretty much what I did was we sat outside in the rain, and then we went home. And then I caught a cold.
Oh, no.
Because he wouldn't let us come inside.
That's annoying.
Because our part of the field was, like, over this hill, like, on top of this hill, so we couldn't see anybody below the hill.
Oh, boy.
Because there was just a fence. So we didn't notice that the rest of the team had got home.
Oh, so you were, like, left behind.
Yeah,
they just left you behind.
Our coach was just like, we're just going to stay here until somebody comes and gets us, and we go home.
Oh.
And I'm just like, no, 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 no.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I love the rain.
I ended up getting drenched completely.
See, that's my dream.
I
jump in all the puddles.
I just, like, hid my glasses in my shirt and just stared at the sky.
That's the annoying part, is the glasses.
Right?
Yeah.
They just fog up because, like, you're warm and then the rain is cold.
You just need, like, windshield wipers for your glasses.
You know,
if somebody could invent that.
They actually make those.
Do they?
Yeah. There's, like, this little clip-on thing that you can do, and it does, like, little... on your wind, that's my windshield buzz.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's like the little windshield wipers on your glasses.
I think that would also maybe be annoying, though. Like, if you can't see, it's constantly interrupted by...
Just like, oh, wait, no, stop wiping my glasses. I need to look at something. And then it's like, no, it's raining on your face.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Just remember,
you have to clean them off
you're
constantly.
Listening to The Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media, with Sol, Bucky, and Maggie today.
Strapped with a mic and a mask, this is the Reynolds Sandbox.
This is my mask voice.
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 So our audio might sound a little bit different.
Thanks, COVID.
Can you hear me?
Unmute your mic.
I think you're on mute.
Hang on, my internet connection is unstable.
But we're still here, bringing you the facts.
Hopefully, you can still hear us.
Keep tuning in.
We're the Reynolds Sandbox.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you do for your explainer article?
Well, I did an article on my favorite season, which is fall. And now that fall is officially upon us, I think it's time for people to know how to get ready for it.
Cool.
Yeah. What did you do?
I did mine on... I was stupid and did not realize that it was fall. Because when we started writing the explainer articles, it was super hot outside.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's summertime. It was not summertime. But I think you were there for that class. For that session where he was just like, it is fall. Change it now. I'm like, oh, okay. Fine. So I pretty much did how to keep your dog cool when it's super hot outside. Like when, you know how fall... Sometimes we get, like, super hot days.
Yeah.
And it's just dumb because Reno weather's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wondered about that. When I was younger, my grandparents had friends who, like, raised husky puppies. Mm-hmm. And then they would spend the second half of their year, like, in Alaska doing dog races. But I always wondered, like, how do you keep dogs, like, a husky especially, cool in the summer?
Yeah, a lot of people say shave them. No, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, they have hair for a reason, right?
Yeah, but, like, what a lot of people don't understand is, like, huskies, they have three layers of fur, not two.
Interesting, okay.
And that third layer is kind of an insulation layer.
Okay.
I did a lot of research on this for my explainer. But pretty much what it does is it traps air against their skin to keep them cool.
Okay.
And when you shave them, you get rid of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so then they can't regulate their heat very well. And that's why after you shave your husky, you have to keep shaving them every summer.
Oh, so it's like their body doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's pretty much, gotcha. Like, as soon as you shave them, you're taking away that insulation layer, and they don't know how to keep themselves.
That's interesting.
They also thermoregulate.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, humans do it sometimes, too. It's where, you ever, like, the best way I can explain it is, you ever had, like, a really hot day, and then you have, like, a cold juice or, like, a drink,
yep,
or, like,
uh-huh,
a soda. And you instantly feel better because,
yes,
you feel colder because the drink,
okay,
is cold.
That's like one of the best feelings in the world.
Yeah, dogs do that with water.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've always liked watching dogs drink water. Did you ever watch the video that came out?
Like,
they like cup it under? Yeah. I've always, like, when my dogs drink water, I'm always watching to see if I can, like, see it.
Right? Unfortunately, Bucky is, he's a messy boy. I don't think he got the tongue curl quite right because instead of going into his mouth, it goes all over the floor.
He's perfect. He's asleep on the floor right now, and I really wish that I could be asleep also right now.
That's okay. He's got his little green bandana on.
I know, it's so cute.
He had blue last week. I think it was blue last week. I don't know.
Does Bucky have a bandana collection?
He does. He's got four different shades of green, three different shades of blue, one yellow bandana, one red one, a black one, and a purple one that is also brown.
Interesting. Okay.
I thought it was purple, and then I put it on my mahogany table, and I'm like, no, that's brown. But then, like, you hold up to the light, and it's like, no, it's purple.
It's the new, the dress.
Right? The white, yeah, gold, blue, black.
What color is it, really?
Yes. No one knows. Like, I've asked my roommate, I've asked everyone at work, and they're like, isn't it brown? And then other people are like, no. It's purple, obviously. Look at it.
Yeah, maybe we should have people vote.
Yeah, if only you could see him.
Welcome to the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab.
Another reminder, you are listening to the Reynolds Hot Box, a podcast about local media and the future of media with Sol, Bucky, and Maggie.
Does Bucky have a Halloween costume?
He does not yet.
Oh,
I know. Okay, so he's named after the Winter Soldier.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
Yeah. His dog tag, he's not wearing it because it makes too much noise. But it says Bucky Barnes on it.
Oh,
and then
cute.
On the back,
okay,
it has, like, all my contact information.
I love that.
Plus, it's like, I'm not going to lose him.
Yeah.
He goes everywhere with me.
Yeah.
So why have dog tag? But
yeah.
I got him, like, an actual, literal, like, military dog tag with his name on it.
That's really cute.
Right? So I wanted to dress him up as the Winter Soldier, but...
Would you dress up as Captain America or Falcon?
I actually have a Captain America costume.
Okay. I wasn't sure if maybe you'd go Falcon, like, new...
Ooh, that's right, Falcon.
Yeah, I haven't watched the show yet, but I understand, like, the...
I haven't either, but apparently it's really good. Their back and forth is super funny.
Yeah, I just haven't had the time to watch it yet.
I really like how the actors, like, interact with each other outside of the...
Yeah, me too.
Outside of the movies and stuff, because you can kind of tell that they bring that to their roles,
yep,
on TV.
It's the chemistry.
You just gotta have that chemistry, otherwise,
yeah,
it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to do it, so I was like, do I get a children's small and cut off the sleeve and then just spray paint it silver and then, like, I don't know, add a little loop that goes under,
yeah,
his paw?
Interesting.
And then just, like, strap it onto his other arm and just, like, give him a little sleeve.
Yeah.
to make up for the metal arms.
I think you should.
I also think I should, but at the same time, if I go with the loop under the paw thing, he's going to chew it to pieces.
Oh, yeah. But he only needs it for, like, one night, right?
Yeah, that's true.
One day.
One day, night.
What day is Halloween this year? Is it a weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I don't... For a second, I thought you meant, like, the 25th, the 26th. I'm like, no, it's only on the 31st. It's Halloween.
Yeah, so it's the last Thursday of the month now.
I don't actually know when Halloween is. It is a Sunday.
Oh, no.
Sunday. I think I work on Halloween.
Oh, no. Get ready for that Monday. Nobody's going to be here on Monday.
Exactly. It's November 1st. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to party, probably.
Yeah, probably. Unless, do we get, is that Nevada Day? No, Nevada Day is usually in October. Because I think we get that one off.
Nevada. My calendar does not... register Nevada Day as a holiday.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm insulted now. I know. Doesn't recognize.
Apple does not. When it comes to Apple, you don't see me.
But they don't recognize Nevada Day. I think that's a little bit rude.
I know, right? We are a state.
Yeah.
We're a state.
Yeah.
Let us be a state. Yeah. Let us have our own holidays.
Recognize our day, Apple.
Welcome to the Reynolds Hotbox, a podcast about local media and the future of media from the Reynolds Media Lab.
Another reminder that you're listening to The Reynolds Hotbox, a podcast about local media and the future of media with Sol, Buggy, and Maggie. So what kind of fall tips should I be looking for in your explainer?
Well, let's see. I go on a whole tangent about pumpkin spice because I think it's the most important fall flavor. Yeah.
Gotta have pumpkin everything.
Yeah. There's no shame in it. Love your pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink all of the pumpkin spice lattes, like...
I have never actually had a pumpkin spice latte.
Really?
Yeah, I heard all the hype about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I don't know what happened in high school. I went through that whole, like, I don't want to be normal.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be, like,
different
and special. And it's like, no, say you like pumpkin spice and just accept that you are a normal, boring person and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I fully recommend it.
Well, not boring, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Like, accept it.
Just accept it. Like, trends are trends for a reason. It's because a bunch of people like it.
Because it's delicious.
Exactly.
Yeah, fully recommend. You gotta go get your pumpkin spice latte.
I have had pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah.
We had those, like the little soft cookies from Winco. Yep.
Can't beat it.
Delicious.
Why do we not have pumpkin all year long? That's what I don't understand.
People will get sick of it.
I don't know.
I've noticed a lot of people, they like... trends when they happen during a certain time of year.
Yeah, it might be too much. Although, Starbucks released their pumpkin spice latte like in August this year. It was the earliest they've ever released it.
Maybe they should make pumpkin spice like a permanent thing.
Is pumpkin now an all year round flavor?
I think it should be.
I think it should be too.
I want to drink a pumpkin spice latte in the middle of March.
Yeah.
And just
sometimes you
okay
just need that pick me up.
I have an autumnal complex, and I feel like a lot of people should also accept that they have autumnal... I don't know how to say the word.
Autumnal. That's a hard word.
The fall complex.
Yeah.
Except you're not falling.
Explain your fall complex.
So, according to Chinese astrology, I'm not allowed to wear any browns, yellows, reds, oranges...
Okay.
Not allowed to wear it because I was born on the day of the fire pig in the year of the earth rabbit. So
interesting.
The more element you have, the less you need of it throughout your life.
Okay.
But I love those colors.
Yeah.
So it's like I have to wear blues, black, silver.
Okay.
And green and stuff.
Yeah.
Because those are the colors for like wood, metal, and water, which are better for me.
Okay.
But I also really want to wear my Lion King shirt because it's orange to yellow.
Yeah.
And it's got all of the animals on it, like running around. And
yeah, that's frustrating. But I think black and blue works for fall. You can't deny the power of the spooky season.
That is very true. Very true. Halloween.
It's not just about the
purples. The
blues. Gotta embrace the spooky also.
See, and that's what I love about autumn. It's just, it's the rainbow of the year.
Yeah, it totally is. That is a great way to explain it.
Yeah, because like August, September, you've got the red, orange, yellows, and then starting like October to December, you've got the black, blues, purples, whites, grays.
Yeah.
And then back to yellows and reds because of Christmas.
Yep. That's true.
And green.
And green.
And green. So see, rainbow
this
of the
year. This
is
just the best time of year for color.
It is. Color lights up my life.
I know. I mean, you get it too, like with the season. Like, so when you're walking around, you get the leaves are all yellow and orange and red, but then it rains and then you get that like
the nice
blue,
foggy.
The cooler colors. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's why I also like the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, but there. Speaking of plants, there's this one plant. I don't know why I'm thinking of it right now, but it is the weirdest plant that I own, or that my parents own anyway. It's a bush outside the front of the
house.
Okay. There's just this one section of like seven leaves that turns red every year.
Well, it can't decide either.
The rest of it is
green. It doesn't know what it wants either.
No. It's like, do I want to go full fall this year? No, just this one tiny little square
in
the corner.
Yeah, I mean, but isn't that all of us though? Do we have to fully embrace it? Just a little part.
Just a little bit.
It's,
pumpkin
that
spice.
Is an inspirational bush right there.
Yes, it is. Just accept. You don't have to accept all of it. You can accept some of it and be okay with it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right. I think that's about our time here.
Perfect.
You've been listening to the Reynolds Hotbox with Sol, Bucky, and Maggie today.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah. This is fun.
Well, hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I love you. Be safe.